Okay, the mic is on.
Oh my god,
this is frightening. Okay, he's going to call
me. Okay, I'm calling Blanche to begin.
This is a lot. Hi.
Are you there? Whoops.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, hold on. Wait, let me plug in my earphones.
Yeah.
Do you have your earphones in?
Yes, I do.
Plugged into your phone, right?
Oh, into my phone, yeah. And it also into my ears, very deep.
Yes. So wait a minute. Before we talk for too long, we have to sync the audio. So
yeah,
we just need to... we need a clap sound. But
yeah,
if I clap on mine and you clap on yours, even if we say 1, 2, 3, that's not very scientific.
No.
I'm going to clap once. We're going to clap at the count of three, and let's just see what happens, okay?
Okay.
It might work, it might not. I'll find out when I edit this.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Bim.
That's
way I should not say anything on the clap, right?
I don't know about saying beam, but
yeah,
you clapped way after I did.
I have no idea of what you're going, how you're going to use a clap.
Well, because you're recording with a device in Paris, and I'm recording with one in the United States of America, and so. You're going to email me the sound file from your recording, and I'm going to take the sound file from my recording and sort of mesh them together, you see?
Yeah.
Because the reason to do it is if we talk over each other, which we will.
Never. I will never talk over you.
No, you will always take your womanly turn, which is after my manly turn.
Yeah, but I'm French, you forget.
Yes, so also your French turn after my American turn. So another way, I'm superior. And also you're younger. Let's just outline our
Let's contrasts. Just say that, yeah.
So I'm a man and you're a woman.
Yes.
I'm American and you're French.
Yeah.
And what other contrasts?
Do you mean this is all the reasons why we should fight? Or
no, these are just, well, these are just our two different, okay. all the things that make us two different people, so it's not one person. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What else? I mean.
I used to wear tits.
You wear tits.
You wear balls.
I wear balls. You wear tits and I wear balls. I mean, that sort of goes along with being a man and a woman, although I have, it's a corny joke, but I have tits too, but you don't have balls.
Yeah, you have nipples, which is a very strange thing.
It is weird that I have nipples. I don't know why men have nipples.
Do you think that you used to nourish babies?
I don't know. You know, there's probably somebody that has like an easy answer to this. It's probably, which one has a Y chromosome? I think I'm XY and you're XX, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you're... I don't even know. I was trying to sound very, of course.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You're XX and a YY.
you're one of us is XY.
I am Ai Weiwei.
You're Ai Weiwei, the Chinese dissident artist?
One of us is our XY5.
Ex-Wi-Fi. One of us has an ex-wife. Well,
I am an ex-wife.
You are an ex-wife, and I have an
ex-wife. We've both been married.
Yes, we have.
And we're out of it.
Out of it. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could high five right now with you.
Yeah.
To celebrate that and to get the sound synced.
To clap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were married for how many
10 years?
10 years.
I mean, I've been 10 years with this person who I got married with.
You mean that you were with him for 10 years, but how long many of those years were you married for?
I think 5.
I didn't know that. I thought you were married for 10 years.
Oh, you mean just like we just run into each other and get married like in the 60s? No.
No, you got married after 5 years. Yeah, I got... So then I was married for longer than you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was... We were together for 14 years total and married for 9.
You had a 14-year-old relationship.
Yes, I had a relationship with a 14-year-old. It was amazing. Last year.
Amazing. No.
I had a 14-year-long relationship, yes. I don't want to correct your English, or maybe it's interesting to correct it, but if you say old, that means like, it's the difference between old and long.
Yeah, but when I say you had a 14-year-old relationship, it's also correct because, I mean, a 14-year-old long relationship has to be an old one, even from the beginning. You know what I mean?
It's old from the beginning. So when we started our relationship, it was already old?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Because it's just the way it is. I mean, you know, we're always living the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you know what you're going to be involved into when you start something.
You mean that when I was getting ready to marry this woman, part of me was saying to myself, this is going to be a long... Shit relationship that's gonna die. Like, I just knew it.
Yeah, that's not only that. There's a certain... It's also because there's a certain color to a relationship, for example. That doesn't really change. And this color... And you can be cheerful and have a good relationship. But sometimes when this color comes back and reminds you what is the... genuine destiny of the relationship, and you know it.
You just know it. I think that that's true.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to stop you, but I feel like I stopped you by agreeing.
No,
it's like you were developing the idea, and then I just go, I think that's true. So shut up. I agree. And it's mine now. So you stop talking.
Yeah. This is what we do after 2 years. Yeah. This is what we start to do. But when most of the people are craving for protecting their personal data, we're just recording our own private phone calls to give it to the world. Because it's so interesting.
But what you said was very true, I think, because when I got married, I wasn't full of all kinds of hope that was dashed.
What is dashed?
Oh, dashed. Well, it means destroyed, but I think that the word dashed comes from dashed on the rocks. You know, like a boat that's going down a river that's like a wild white river, you know, like a waterfall almost. I picture like a wooden box of some shit that's important, and it just gets thrown on a rock and exploded, and then everything goes into the water.
Oh, that's weird, because when I hear dashed.
Yeah, like that, dashed.
I just see a terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because first it's very, very near from Daesh.
From what?
Oh, yeah, we call ISIS Daesh.
You call who? ISIS. Oh, ISIS, the terrorist group. You call them Daesh?
Daesh. Yeah, which is the real word, actually. You just invented a word, ISIS.
We made it up.
Yeah, you made it up, like, every time.
Make up our own word. No, that's what Americans do. Like, France is lucky that we call you France, because, I mean, the Japanese, they're called Nippon, right? They're nipples. It's a nation of nipples. They are, in a way. Is there a way to...
Yeah, there's nipples. I feel like they're a
bunch of nipples. Fucking nipples.
I mean, dirty nipples. They look like nipples a little bit, you know, very brown. Yeah.
They do. Their skin color is a little bit like Caucasian nipples. Yeah, and also
it's also...
What color are their nipples?
Much more darker on the top, like the nipples are.
What do you mean they're darker at the top?
I mean, they're hairs. They're always black.
So their hairs are like the nipples of their... Wait a minute, let me look at my nipple. Is it darker on the tip?
Yeah, it's darker on the tip.
Mine isn't, because I'm like a fucking Dalmatian. I have all pink. I'm a pink person.
Yeah.
I'm not normal.
You have a green one and a... Like David Bowie?
Yeah.
A green one and a...
And a blue one. Like a Siberian husky, like those dogs that have...
Yeah.
But, you know, the bad word, the pejorative word for Japanese people here is nip. I mean, it's not used often. Nobody uses it now.
Yeah.
But nip is an old-fashioned term for Japanese people, fucking nips. And it's actually closer to being respectful because they call themselves Nippon. So calling them Japs...
Who says Japs?
Like old dudes that fought in World War II.
Oh, yeah. Because we say Jap all the time.
You do Jap.
Yeah, we're going to the Jap. It's the restaurant, you know?
Oh, when you're going to
Yeah, but
sushi.
It's just like an... Yeah.
Let's go to the Jap. How do you say that in French? Like the whole sentence.
Ben, on va au Jap ce soir.
Hmm. Tonight in the end. Let's go to sushi tonight, racistly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not racist. That's what I say.
When you say, let's go eat Jap.
Yeah, it's not at all racist.
Here, that would be very racist.
Yeah, I know that there I am very racist, but here I'm not.
And your views are the same in both countries. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. How else are you racist?
The thing. Well, we currently say also, on va chez le noache. And noache is pretty racist.
Noache is what?
It's chink. Do you hear my neighbors? You can't, right?
I can't hear. What would I be hearing?
Oh, it's that little boy downstairs. He's playing with his dad, and I don't know, maybe he's being raped. I don't know.
You can't tell the difference between...
I can't tell, yeah.
No, when they're playing or raping, it sounds the same.
Yeah, he's crying all the time.
Oh, he cries when he plays, too.
Yeah.
Boy, what a fucking... I mean, cry when I'm raping you. You know, go ahead. It's part of what gives me a hard on.
Yeah,
but
please.
But don't
choose
cry.
The right emotion.
Yeah, not when I'm playing with you. That's where we're supposed to be laughing.
Yeah.
And that's what gives... I get a boner when you're laughing when we play, and then I get so excited I rape you, and then you cry.
Yeah.
And then more tears. Then tears come out of my dick, in a way. Into your little asshole.
Do you think coming is crying from the dick?
In a way. I mean, it's salty. I've heard. I mean, I don't know. It's salty, right? Cum?
Yeah, that's kind of a salty thing, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not sugary for sure.
I'm only pretending I don't know because I know what it tastes like.
You know, of course you tasted it.
You know, it's... I mean, I may cut this out. Have I? I don't know. I'm not going to even tell you. Just forget it.
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
I'm trying to remember if I've told you this before.
That you tasted your cum?
Tasted it.
What?
Tasted.
Oh, yeah, no. I just drank a gallon of it.
Yes.
I just stored it for 1 month in the fridge.
Yes. When I was a teenager, or before a teenager, I guess I started jerking off when I was...
Five-ager?
Five-ager. I started jerking off when I was 2. I was
yeah,
a
of
baby.
Course you did.
I was a baby, and my mother was like, oh, my God.
I mean, of course you did.
Yeah.
There's no way you did not jerk off at 2.
Do you really think
always
that?
Always fucking naked on your back.
And there's your dick. I mean, your dick is right there.
Yeah, and you only have your dick. You don't have a phone. You don't have nothing to play with.
Well, you have they give you those plastic phones when you're a kid, you know, or they did when we were kids, they gave us the funny phone that had a face, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And when it rolled, if you rolled it, the eyeballs went up and down?
Yeah, we did have that too.
Yep. Now they just give kids a fucking phone. I mean,
a real phone.
I don't even mean a working one, like a baby gets, they give them, it's so weird when you look at it very basically that they're just these black rectangles. It's such a, when you compare it to the funny phone that we got that had a face, that they're given this black rectangle, like some Doctor Who episode that everyone has a black rectangle, even when they're babies.
Yeah, it's totally the... I don't know the title in English, the Kubrick's movie.
2001.
Yeah, it's just this thing, you know?
It's like the monolith, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's fucking weird. I'm sure someone has made that connection, but when you look at that fucking thing, it's a phone. It's just a big phone.
Yeah. And of course, you're sure that somebody else than me made the connection before.
Are you insulted by that? No, you deserve the credit, for sure.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, at least as long as we are together on the phone.
Yeah. Later.
Then you will search and maybe you will see that other people did.
It's only because I'm anticipating that, because we're recording this, that somebody might hear it. So yeah. I sort of feel, I don't feel an audience, but I feel the rest of the world is present in the conversation.
I feel everybody.
I feel them all. I feel Hank. I feel Lisa. I feel Elizabeth, even though that's also Lisa, but
I feel clearly Jerry.
Jerry. Oh. I fucking smell Jerry. Yeah, Jerry. Somebody's farting right now.
François is farting.
François is farting.
Yep.
That's a good title for a children's book.
François is farting.
You know, like there's a book here called Everybody Poops.
Yeah.
Which is a very conscious parenting book to make children understand that poop is not bad and everyone does it. And it shows, you know, look, the monkey poops. The Jew poops.
Yeah.
And then it says, but of course you're white, so you don't poop. If you ever do, God will hate you. That's the whole how the book works.
Yeah?
No. No. Oh. It shows. Why would you believe that?
You know I'm gullible.
I know. So
okay.
It shows that monkeys and lions and tigers poop so that when the child feels the poop come out of their ass, they won't feel ashamed. But it's weird because, of course, kids don't feel ashamed when they poop anyway. So it's
there's a lot of kids who have big problems to shit. Mm-hmm. There's so many kids who have this thing, you know. I mean, I remember my nephew. Mm-hmm. We couldn't speak about shitting around him.
Oh, what a shit. What a bummer. That must have been so difficult.
No, I mean, okay, I didn't express myself clearly enough. I mean,
okay.
He had a problem to go take a dump. Uh-huh. He couldn't take a dump at all.
Well, how old was he at this point?
It was like 2-3 years old.
Okay. So he was out of diapers because you're saying go take a dump.
Yeah. I don't
know. Yeah. Like a baby just sits there and poops in their diaper.
Yeah,
I go think he already dump.
He was already smoking pot. I think.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta take a fucking dump.
But
I fucking can't. No. Really strange. He's only three.
He has a big belly.
Yeah, big fucking
full of dump.
Full of shit, and he's got a big beer can cock already. He's only two. Fucking hard nightmare. That happened to this kid. Okay, so go on. So the kid was...
No, so he was two and or three, and he had this problem to shit. And I remember when he wanted to take a dump, uh-huh. he would run all over the space in the room, you know?
Yeah.
And he would run like that and holding with his hand the back of his butt.
Yeah.
You know? And he was running like that and like that. And we were not allowed by his parents to talk about it anyway. Like to talk like, you should go and take a dump, my little boy. Because he was very irritated by that. So we would let him having his dump crisis.
And you would all just act like it wasn't happening?
Yeah.
So the kid's running around the room. First of all, he's holding his hands on his ass, hoping that he'll never shit for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, I understand what he was going through. I feel like I get it.
That you don't want to shit?
Listen, it's when you feel your assholes start to dilate.
Yeah.
And you feel
it's
shit.
It's good, right?
I know, it's awful in a way.
Yeah.
It's awful. You're going to shit.
Yeah. Shitting is awful.
You don't have a choice of shitting either. It just starts to come out. And you're a stupid fucking kid, so you believe if I just clench my asshole and put my hand back there, I'll never shit.
Yeah.
But you're so wrong. You're so wrong. And there's a doom to that. There's an inevitability, like getting married and knowing it'll never last. It's just it's the same.
It's the same.
Same exact feeling. That's why you don't talk about it near the couple. You just say, just don't talk about it. They can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
They don't want you to talk about it, these parents, because the kid can't handle the truth.
Yeah, because there will always be an elephant shit in the room.
That's right. But the kid, I mean, it's not fair because you're leaving the kid alone in his panic and grief. Not even just saying, I know, I'm sorry, or...
Yeah, we're not into the I know, I'm sorry in France, you know?
No?
No, we're not into the I'm sorry. We're dealing differently with life.
Tell me how, and why don't you like I'm sorry?
Why don't what? Sorry?
Why? Tell me more about that, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, you know, you have with child this comprehensive way of educate them. Mm-hmm. But it's sometimes over-comprehensive to
you
us.
You mean here? You mean...
yeah.
Okay. Give me... Keep going. Sorry.
We don't. This was the debate of tonight.
We don't. The difference between... By the way, there's a lot of differences between America and France that are exactly the same as that.
Yeah?
Then, in other words, you just say the difference between America and France is... In America... We discuss our feelings and about our relationships. And here in France, we don't.
Yeah, that's right, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true.
Well, like you
were... It is true. This is the... We're more, you know, we're more, in a way, tragedians. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to... Make it work, you know? We let the tragic possibility, the tragical end possibility be. And you don't. You will try to make it work.
So you can reverse it that way. So in France, you respect destiny and you allow the difficult, painful parts of life have their place. In the world, and in America, we don't. I'm trying to do our version of it. We don't. Okay?
We don't.
In France, you accept that there are some unsolvable conflicts and some uncurable pains in life. And in America, we don't.
No, we don't. Okay? That's weird. You guys are weird.
Okay, stop with differences.
Okay. Why?
Let's speak about what gathered us.
Let's, I like that version so much better. Let's speak about what gathers us.
Yeah.
People here are, I mean, this is what I learned because I always thought that friends, by the way, that sound, just for anybody who might hear this, is your nicotine, your nicotine spray. That's going to be, you're going to hear that 30 times because Blanche is terribly addicted to nicotine. Do you remember when we were in a place in Paris together and we were having a dinner and then a little bit of espresso and you had a little more espresso in your cup and I wanted a little bit. So I drank it and it was your fucking nicotine spit that you had been spitting the whole meal.
Oh my God.
And I drank it. And then
it was a nightmare. I felt so ashamed.
And I felt really sick for the rest of the day. And I insisted, because I think I know everything, that you need to stop using that shit.
I remember this very well, because the day after, I was so ashamed that I had to obey to what you said to me. I was just so ashamed. I said, yeah, it's just this thing has to stop right now.
Well, at the time, you were also battling this stomach problem that you have sometimes.
Yeah. And
so I decided, that's it. I figured it out.
It's the nicotine spray. Yeah, that was that.
I figured it out. I am the American who figured it out. And
we have good doctors.
Yes, this, by the way, this is the thing.
We have so good doctors that even the population is like doctors.
Yes, because that's another version. You know, when we go to a doctor, the doctor finds a solution.
Yeah.
But whenever you've been to a doctor, since I've known you, a French doctor, like you went to the gynecologist whose hands are in many right angles, like all his fingers are letter L's and numbers sevens and
but in reverse
and so he took pictures of your cunt and he looked at them and he just said, well, your life is pain and we must make pain our friend and go on with our lives.
No, that's not what happened.
Okay.
Because he saw the picture.
Yeah.
And seeing the picture.
He saw it was hopeless.
he saw that I had a special configuration.
Yeah.
That was going to bring pain.
Right.
And but there was not illness. There was no illness, nothing, you know, nothing to be cured. It's just, and so he said to me, you are among the one who are painful.
That's and almost so like like a privilege, isn't it? It's almost like a
welcome to the club. And then he showed me, and that's what happened. He showed me his hands and he said to me, I have this terrible illness that is going to kill me.
Yeah.
And he showed me his hands like that, like.
But what hand? What hand illness? What hand illness is fatal?
No, it's, you know, this.
My hands are going to kill me someday. Look at my hands. I'm dying.
No, but you know, it's this kind of illnesses that we are just laughing at very, very hard. But that just. And worse for the all your life, it's unworsing.
Right. Oh, it's and so getting worse and worse. Yeah, yeah.
Degenerative illnesses.
Degenerative, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Ellen degenerative.
Ellen degenerative.
I think this is this illness.
Yes, he has an Ellen degenerative disease. That's very interesting.
Yeah, are we going to keep talking about my cunt?
We're going to keep talking about your cunt.
Because you're a woman, all of your insides are your cunt. If you ever have like a heart disease, the doctor will say your cunt is broken.
Yeah.
Or if you have cancer of the liver, he'll say your cunt is broken. Either way.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I just don't want to forget that I think is so interesting is this difference, because I remember this too, that you just said, that the doctor said there's no illness here.
Yeah.
Not only does he say, it doesn't say like this is an illness that doesn't have a cure, like we would say here. He says there's no problem here. There's just a circumstance of inevitable pain. So there's no medical role here.
Yeah.
We would never believe that here. We would, you know, go start a GoFundMe and then we would go from doctor to doctor till somebody fucking fixes the kid, you know, the kid with the bald head.
Yeah.
You know, the 10-year-old kid who's bald.
Yeah.
And the parents are trying to find what is it. And the French would just say, this is just...
He's just aging very quickly.
He's just, I don't know. It is what he is. It's the oldest baby.
I don't know, but in fact, when this doctor said that to me,
yeah,
that was a big relief.
Yeah,
that was a very big relief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember why, but I just remember that it was a big relief, and I was more okay than before with this pain that I was constantly having.
I guess because the search is over for some solution, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and also because, I mean, it's good to be told that your body is not going to stay this thing that is painless and very athletic. And it's like when you begin to have a pain that is chronic,
mm-hmm,
after 40, that you start to have a back pain or something,
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something good in it. Because it reminds you who you are and how old you are. I mean, you have this old vision of death that is very, that is changing from the beginning of your life to the end of your, I mean, from the moment where you are told that you're going to die.
Uh-huh.
Around 5, something like that, 5, 6. I mean, for me, it was 3.
Fucking French. Fucking French people. 5 years old. Happy birthday to you. You're going to die.
For me, it was younger than
okay,
that.
Okay, so since you have that, keep going. Since you...
Yeah, so since you have the notion of death,
yeah,
this thing evolves in your mind, and it evolves also thanks to what your body tells you. And I, mm-hmm, think pain and inefficiency of the body sometimes,
mm-hmm,
is helping you to see that you're not, you know, that to evolve in your vision of life, what? And
of the end
death
of your
and
life. Yeah,
yeah, and of your life in the big picture of it, you know.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean, because like it gives your life some shape. It's not, in other words, your life isn't just like an on switch, and then you're just flying through life.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm 52. Imagine if I had the same energy, the same body, the same amount of hair. The same, I piss across the room and with my beautiful prostate and just fucking, I can run and my lungs are elastic.
But still, you know that you're going to die in 15 years.
Yeah, in just 15 years. Like, and I'd be like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Look at me. I'm amazing.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't, yeah.
No, when you get to be around 40 and you just start to have this chronic ankle and back pain, you go, oh
yeah.
I see. But that life pain, also, by the way, carrying pain as a child is very different from as a grown-up, as an older person.
Yeah, because you can recover, you can go better.
But yes, that's right. You can recover.
Yeah, you don't recover from aging. I mean,
yeah, you say, oh, I got old, but then I got better. That doesn't exist. Some people want that. But I think that's very interesting that relief is that it's like you find the walls in your life. Like this is the pain of getting older gives you something to push against.
It's walls, and also it gives you the infinity.
Why does it give you infinity? Why does it?
Because
give you...
it gives you the sense that your body is just a body. It's just a body. Mm-hmm. But you inside.
Yeah.
I mean, your, I don't know how to call it, your soul, your, it's, there's no pain, there's no aging pain in it. And you always think you're 20. So you understand that your body is just a fucking piece of flesh, but inside there's something else.
So you're saying, because now when you say infinity, are you talking about your soul there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the soul is taking more and more importance thanks to the pain that you have in your body. That reminds you that your body is just—it's just trash.
It's just gross.
It's just garbage. Gross.
It's disgusting. Yeah. That's a very big. That's a very rich thought, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I think I said to you once. I have sympathy. I always try to be a little bit nice to cute blonde girls. Because they only get to enjoy half their life. And they get everybody. I mean, because I was always very weird or average looking, like okay looking. And I started balding when I was fucking 25. So I never attached that much importance to my looks. So I found other ways to enjoy life. But if you're a hot blonde chick, you're only going to get fucking 35 years of good life. And then it's going to start to stink. And I'm speaking very generally, but that's if you don't have this experience that you're describing.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I agree with that, because the blonde hot chick,
yeah,
she, as you said, she will have had built this very big sense of worth.
Yeah,
you know all this kind of people who you know who aged and they're owning a bar, and in the bar they put on display on the wall a very great pic of them.
Yes.
Very young and hot.
Yes.
And there was always this horrible moment when you say, who's this person? Oh, that was me. Wow.
I mean the thing that we're talking about that is positive, is hopeful, is that whatever worth you put on your body, not only the looks, but all of your abilities that were given by the bursts of energy you were born with, have a limit. And when they start to go away and you start feeling this pain and you start learning of the inevitable destruction of your shit body, you turn inward and you start to discover a more infinite and a far more reliable resource inside, because it doesn't age and it doesn't decay. It actually gets better with the years. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking cool.
I mean, that's what we say at our age.
That's what we say now. Because what else are we going to say?
I wouldn't say that at 20 years old.
No.
If I were very intelligent then.
No. Why wouldn't we say this? Because the other otherwise kill ourselves. I mean, what's the fucking point?
Yeah. I mean, we only have this thing, this experience of life when you were young, that we're just experienced. That's that's the thing. We're just experiencing it without any consciousness of patterns or anything. That we are just new. So we're just, everything is new and we're experiencing everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying very banal things.
No, but it's true. When you're young, you're experiencing. When you're old, you're experienced.
Yeah. I mean, this is very banal.
And when you're dead, you're dead. And when you're fucking gay, you're gay. And when you're black, you're black. And when you're fucking fat, you're fat, you fat fuck. Okay, anything else basic?
I love you.
I love you too. Very much.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.